Not all Cochrane reviews are directly concerned with healthcare interventions, and there are several about ways of making the roads a safer place. Cynthia Goss from the Colorado Injury Control Research Center and Colorado School of Public Health in the U.S. describes a new review of police patrols to reduce drunk driving.
Every year, more than 1 million people are killed in traffic crashes around the world. Driving after drinking alcohol makes a crash more likely and increases the risk of someone being killed. In many countries, alcohol-impaired driving, or drunk driving, is a major contributor to traffic crashes and injuries. To reduce drunk driving, some police agencies have increased the number of police patrols or the time spent by police in patrolling the roads searching for drunk drivers. The increased patrols seek to raise the perceived and actual likelihood that drunk drivers will be identified and stopped. While on patrol, police officers are looking for clues, like erratic driving, that suggest a driver is drunk. The officers then stop the drivers and test them for alcohol. We decided to study the effect of these increased police patrols because they are commonly implemented, and the last review of the research evaluating this intervention was done more than a decade ago. We searched a wide range of sources, including health, transport, and social sciences databases. This led us to 32 studies that had tested the effects of increased police patrols. For each study, we examined how the police patrols were performed and their effects on alcohol-related traffic deaths, injuries, and crashes. In most studies, the patrols were part of larger programs that also included, for example, special training for police officers or community information campaigns. Almost all the studies were done in the United States, where increased police patrols are commonly used. We used a special checklist to assess the scientific rigor and quality of each study, but found that this was difficult to use for many of the studies. Few studies reported enough detail about the methods they used, and we ended up rating more than two-thirds of the studies as not adequate on at least one quality criterion. Most studies found beneficial effects from increased police patrols, but they didn't all provide results for the outcomes we were most interested in. Decreases were reported for traffic fatalities in 5 of 6 studies and for fatal crashes in 6 of 8 studies. Declines were also reported for injury crashes in 13 of 16 studies and for total crashes in 13 of 20 studies. However, in all but a few studies, the decreases might have been due to chance alone because of the small size of the studies. In addition, the weak or unclear methodological quality of the studies means that their results might be unreliable or biased. This makes it difficult to be sure about the effects of increased patrols, but having looked at all the up-to-date evidence, we can say that increased police patrols do appear to be a promising intervention, although there is not yet enough good quality evidence to prove this. We're surprised that the necessary, high-quality research evaluating increased police patrols have not been done or funded, given that millions of dollars are spent annually on increased law enforcement activity targeting drunk driving. Therefore, we believe that increased police patrols should only be implemented in the context of high-quality research evaluations to provide the much-needed evidence. These studies need to be done because, although our review suggests there might be important potential benefits from increased police patrols, reliable evidence on the size of any benefits will help people to make well-informed decisions about devoting the necessary resources to this intervention.
Cynthia and her colleagues include more ideas on the questions that need to be studied in future research within their review. You can read this at www.cochrane.org.